Islamic banking might just be the best way for Malaysia to protect its fast-sliding economy, analysts say. Malaysia's electronics export volume has been going down by more than 30% annually, and the country is being overtaken by Indonesia in palm oil production. Last December, Malaysian exports slumped 14.9% in comparison with 4.9% in November. The total trade in January was worth $18.2 billion, a decrease of 29.7% from a year ago. But experts believe that Islamic banking is gaining credibility as an alternative to protect the economy from a free fall.
Okay, there is a possibility that Islamic finance may be able to walk away from this kind of crisis without being very seriously hurt, largely because of the fact that it is not debt-based but asset-based, number one. Number two, of course, there's no interest in Islamic finance.
It is believed that Islamic finance offers more reliable, non-debt-based alternatives to the Western banking and financial system. Experts also say that the Western system has been brought down by high leverage, greed and poor enforcement of inadequate regulatory exercises.
Today what is happening in the world economy is because of the risk transferring, taking advantage at the expense of others. Alternatively, we have Islamic financial system which is based on the risk sharing technique, whereby the risk is being spreaded among all those who are involved in the system.
Malaysia is a country where Islamic banking and finance manages 12% of banking assets and aims for 30% by the year 2025. Although economists believe that the country will face an imminent recession by the end of the year, analysts say that the country's well-developed Islamic banking sector will help bolster the economy from an impending disaster. Maheshwari Ramakrishnan, Press TV, Kuala Lumpur.